This week marks International HIV Testing Day, with testing-related activities going on all over the region. For example, you can get into the Mütter Museum for free when you get a rapid HIV test. We recently met up with French virologist Françoise Barré-Sinoussi, who is credited with discovering the HIV virus. She was working at Pasteur Institute in the early 80s when a doctor asked her research group if they could investigate what he suspected was a retrovirus.
Everything went quite fast. We had the first meeting with a clinician at the end of 1982, and the clinician went to a patient in his hospital. Of course, the regulations at that time were not at all the regulations that we have today, so the patient said yes, verbally. That was sufficient to get the lymph node biopsy after New Year. And we put the cell into the culture, look into the culture very regularly, and after a few days we saw cell death, virus production, cell death. So it's how we started to understood really that it was a relationship between the virus production and the cell death. I asked our electron microscopist to look under the microscope if he could see virus particles. It was hard for him because it was only a few cells that were producing the virus. But when he called us and said, "I think I got it. Please come and look at it." I called one of my friends and colleagues. He said, "My God, Françoise, if what you are telling me is really true, it's going to be a terrible breakthrough."
Françoise Barré-Sinoussi is a French virologist, and she is credited with doing some of the fundamental work in identifying HIV.